praise Hashem. It's important.
Monday, Parshas Chayesara,
we'll be having another
huddle number 3,
towards the end of the week,
Shir Yud part 2,
Chazara in question answer form. And Beis Hashem, when I return, there will be another Chazara in a non-written form without your Gemaras, and it'll be live question answer. So we hope that you do a sufficient Chazara. If not, then it's going to be make things challenging. Okay, my friends. So we were speaking about the different shlavim of the Gemara. We basically saw numerous times in Rashi that Rashi seems to say that what happens in Ma'ilah Mezoinus is that we just treat her like she's a knusa. Rashi's mashma that way right in the beginning of the sugya, where Rashi just said Shabal Chayv Mezoinus Ishtoi. Bang. What does that mean? The notion of the Rama means Apal Pi that he wasn't knusar, still has to feed her. It's mashma that the Chayv Mezoinus comes because it's Zigiyah's man. It's basically what we said. So we said that if that's the case, that would explain why you're chayiv mezoinus. So why would you be potter because of takonas chachamim? Why would takonas chachamim potter? We said because maybe that's called not yet higia zman. So what would be the reason why by chol sehi? Why would you say that she's chayiv? Rashi says because it's higia zman, even though it's not his fault, but it's higia zman. That's what. And then Pierce Anida, we also spoke about, why would you say he's Pater? Maybe because it's not called Higiazman. Avi Cavalier added, I think, a nice prat, which is Shitas HaRambam, and I think we maybe were Medayik and Rashi similarly, is that Pierce Anida is that you can't do, it's not that, you know, it's like uncomfortable to be, it's not Shaykh. I could understand why that would call not Higiazman, because there's no way to do beer right now, there's no way to do Chuppah. Chuppah's Nida is not Koina. So if it's Shas Vesta, it's called Lanadi Giazman. All that is one mahalach, and that seems to be Rashi's mahalach. Toys's mahalach seems to be the other way around, that the ikr is the loy nisu. The ikr is the fact that we're ke'ilu seeing him as being someone that we have to, that it's because we're blaming him, we're playing the blame game. If it's because of you, therefore you're going to have to give mezoinus. And we spoke about that. Toys's says, why by chol sehi can you blame him? The answer is because it's your mazel, it's your bad mazel. Basically your fault that this is happening. That's why we could blame him. These are the two mahalchim. The Gemara says, I'm not sure about chola, chol sapir sanida. Poshit Rav Achoy. Rav Achoy comes and he's poshit the shayla. It seems to me from the Rishayim, three pshatim, either he's only poshat, the din of Chalsa and Chala, or all three of them. Who says only Chalsa? Talmud HaRashba. Who says Chalsa and Chala? Rashba. Who says all three? Ritva. Now the kash is as follows. The Rishonim speak about this question. Shaila is, whenever you see the lashon of Im Timtza Loimar, the Rambam always paskins like that. When the Gemara says, if you want to say X, that's as if the Gemara is telling us X. Im Timtza Loimar X, as if the Gemara is kilu telling us that. So, if that's the case, we have already in our Gemara basically we have an insight into how we're going to paskin, because the Gemara says Im Tim Tzoloimar Cholahu Mailala Mezoinos Chol Sehi Mau. So that means that how are we going to paskin by Cholahu Mezoinos? And then the Gemara says Im Tim Tzoloimar. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Vim Tim Tzoloimar, that Matzi Amrle Stap Chusadehu. So then, Pirsanidu Mao. So there's two in Tim Tzoloimars over here. So what do you mean? What do we need Rav Achoy to come along and tell us what the halach is? It's almost embedded in a code in the Gemara, in the language of Vim Tim Tzoloimar. What? I don't, it's why that diuk? What's your question? Yeah, that's a diuk. It's a good diuk. I don't know. No, Rabbi Chai's diuk is from, because it says, he gives my veloy nisu. But the chayre, it's already embedded in the imtim tzoloimar. Dovi has a deek on the way the imtim tzoloimar said it's a good deek, I'll go upon him. So first of all, as follows. If Rabbi Choy was an Amoira, and he was before Chasimas Talmud, says the Arishonim, it's not so shver. Rabbi Choy is talking about, I have a makar for, he's bringing out something that it seems like from the language of Gemara we might know that, but it's the derech of the Amoraim to prove things. But if Rabbi Choy comes after the Gemara, and he's from who? Rabbanan Savaroi, so we already have from the Gemara, Rabbi Choy, going to bring us rayas. Okay, Shkoy, the Gemara, you're after the Gemara. You don't have to start, telling us your own creative ideas. The Gemara told us in Tim Tzolaymar. So it depends who Rabbi Choy is. And it depends what Rabbi Choy is coming to be poishet. If Rabbi Choy is just being poishet the first two, we already have an Intim Tzolaymar on the first two. But the last Shiloh, there's no Intim Tzolaymar on. Pir Sanida Mao, we don't have an Intim Tzolaymar. So if Rabbi Choy is coming like the Ritva to tell us, oh, even on the third halacha what the case is, who holds that way? Not the Talmud HaRashba, not the Rashba, the Ritva. Says it's a right even on the case of Pirsanida. So then I understand. He's telling us, he's teaching us halacha that you don't see from Imtim Tzolaymar. Because there's only two Imtim Tzolaymars, the first case and the second case. He's coming to tell us even the third case what the halacha is. So then we wouldn't have a kasha. V'chayra Hazoy Kum Tos. Okay, Rabbi, I'd like to do the Tosfos. And with that, we'll close. Tosfos says, "Lefichach chalahu eino mailo la mezainus." This Tosfos lechayra belongs on Amud Aleph. It could be Tosfos first wanted a shtel avek whose mazel it is. Mazla, mazloi. Maybe over here her husband died. Maybe we'll say it's her mazel. Tosfos want to say it's all his mazel. Maybe. And Tosfos says, "Kashaleri." The Amr Ba'choylet, Amr Ubarach, Amr Bedin Ubarach, Nizan is Rishal Yavam. Mefarish be Yushalmi, Barach Vuadin Chola. The Hacha Amrin and Chola, Eino Milo Lame Zainas. Saying the Choyret Shmer. As the Gemara says, in the case of Amr Bedin is telling him, listen, buddy. You got to make a decision. You're feeding her, you're marrying her, you're not marrying her. Ubarach, he runs away. Nizoynes Mishal Yavam. And the Yushalmi says, Huadin Chola. Huadin Chola. The Hoch, I mean, Chalena Ma'ala Mezoynes. In other words, without Yushalmi, I would say, why over there does he have to give Mezoynes? Because over there it's only talking about a case when he was Bayreach. And if he's Bayreach, of course he has to give her Mezoynes. He's, what do they call those type of husbands?
Absentee.
He's an absentee husband. The guy, he flew the coop. But by Chala, maybe over there he doesn't. Oh, but Yushalmi stay to Adin by Chala. So first, what's the Kasha? This is a Bavli, that's a Yushalmi. Do the Bavlis and Yushalmi have to agree? Absolutely not. They don't have to agree. So everybody say this is not really one of those questions that should keep you up at night. There are questions that should keep you up at night. This is not one. This is a question which Tosfos has a very simple answer to. What's the simple answer? Machlokes. Okay, but Tosfos would like a better answer. Tosfos doesn't mean to say this is not like a type of question which lechoira. I don't know. Tosfos lashon is kashaleri. It's hard. It sounds like he is saying it's hard. So Bavli Yushalmi, what's the big deal? Machlokes Bavli Yushalmi. You know what? Yeah.
I mean,
the
fact that he doesn't
mafarish,
is that possible?
Yushalmi
is just explaining the case of our of the
Bavli. No, Rashi is going to end up saying that like that. So I don't know. Al-Kolponim says Tosfos Vamari Dehasam Chala Oy Barach. ואמרי דהסם חלו ברך לאחר שעומד בדין שכבר נסחייב לו במזוינויס אבל הוכו בכל הקוידום הגועס זמן. So as it says, over there Yisham, we were talking about that already it was already Amad Bedin. What does that mean? It's already Igia, the time. It's Igia Zman. Amad Bedin. Igia Zman. And what happened afterwards? He was Chala. Our case, Chala Koidem Agoas Zaman. What does Tosis mean to say? What would the Bavli hold? It's Higia Zaman. And then afterwards he was Chala. Even on the side that Chala is Pater, over there he's going to be Chayiv. Over there he's going to be Chayiv. As I state the Chayra in the Tosis. Klar? You got it? Now, Abai said the Chayra, this doesn't fit so well with what we were saying the whole time, the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Because we said, Rashi holds the Iker is what? Higia Zman. Tosis holds the Iker is what? Loinisu. We said, is that Knas? Or is it just that now it's Chiknusa? And Afkamine is, what happens if he dies after Higia Zman? According to Rashi, what are we going to say? Yechayiv Mezoinus. Because once you're Chiknusa, you're Chiknusa. What happens if they get married and he dies? You still give Mezoinus from his estate. Also, if it's Higia Zman and he dies, you give from the estate. Tosis, however, the Chayr will hold that once he's dead, there's no reason to count him anymore. So perhaps you would think that Chalohu would be the same thing. If we're saying Chalohu is not my Lola Mezoinus, why not? Because there's no reason to count me if I'm sick. I mean, you can't blame me for that. So I would think Rashi holds Avada Igia Zman and then Chala is going to be Chayiv. Aber Toisves! Toisves should hold Igia Zman and Chala should be Potter! Why is Toisves saying Igia Zman is and Chala is Chayiv?
They pushed it off. Once we should have, we're going to Knas you. Now you're sick. Shkayiv, you're sick now. But you should have gotten married a week ago also. So we're going to continue Knas you until you get married.
So I would say it like this, Chesky, and a little bit more Yeshiva Shalom Nishalosh and then Chesky. There's a concept called Tchilasai Bipshia Bisoifai Ba'ines. What does that mean? If you're the cause that originally you did something and then now you're an Ines, you can't cry now, wolf, and say that now it's not my fault. You should have taken care of this a long time ago. And even though now you're in a situation you can't do it, you're going to suffer because of it. If he'd be dead, he's dead. So then you can't say we're gonna make you pay until you, because there's no until. It's game over. But if he's a chala, we could say we're making you pay until you marry her. Right now I'm annoyed. Who cares right now, annoyed? Being that you got into this situation because of your tardiness, because of your laziness, because of your loinisu, we're still gonna come to you. What? If he was Chala before Higia Zman, it wouldn't be Pshia. But over here, it's first Higia Zman. In other words, why are you not getting married today? I got no good reason. And then he's been feeding her for a week, and then he gets sick. And I goes, oh, now you want me to feed her? I'm sick. Well, you were a Pshia beforehand. It's Tchila Saib Pshia, Saifai Ba'ines Chayiv. Comes Tosfos, the Kuntres Pirish. Kuntres says, Davka Baruch Avol Chala Loi. Ve'enir k'namash be Yerushalmi. It doesn't seem like it's Mashma Yerushalmi. It's not Mashma Yerushalmi, my friends. It's Mefurish in Yerushalmi. So I want you to know that over the course of my travels in Shas, I have found many times the word Mashma meaning Mefurish. So those diukim that many people make, Mashma, I'm not sure. This is black and white in the Yerushalmi. Who I didn't call it? Mashma Yerushalmi. It's not Mashma.
Das ist mal mach
Can you show me?
The Rav is me metaretz. Ule pirushoi ein lahak shoyz mika de boy le mi boy amaylo poshel le mi hasam yeishlamer da usasoi agidala tvei meyavim tay kinemim beyavamis bekama duchdi
that a person who is an arusa is more connected. In other words, how do we answer for the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? Says Taisvis that our Gemara is talking about a regular arusa. The Yerushalmi is talking about a yevama. It's not the same case. Over there it says it's amad bedin. What's amad bedin? It means that she's a yevama. She's waiting to either do yibam or chalitza. We say to him, buddy, oh yeah, beim. Which one are you going to do? You know what he does? He runs away. So it's not exactly identical, says Tosfos, to our case. Our case is talking about an arusa. By an arusa, it's aguda tvei. It's closer. The connection is closer. There's more of a bond. What happens if a man is mizana with an arusa? What's his punishment? A woman is an arusa. She has kedushin to someone else, and then another man comes and is mizana with her. What's his punishment? Chayiv misa. What happens if a man is mizana with the yavama before she does yibum? What is it not?
Misa.
Chayiv misa. It's over a lav.
That's
killer,
it's only
Mishmak
in the world at the moment.
It's Knas,
it's
Knas both. We'll see, Bal. So says Tosfos, in Rashi, it's two different things. Rashi holds, Lekorav Zeh El Zeh Kol Halayla. One is Arusa, the other one is Yevama. What's the difference, Arusa and Yevama? What difference does it make? Binoigeya, what's Rashi saying? Binoigeya to the din of Barach, Chola. We're going to say that it's going to make a difference whether or not it's an Arusa. Both of them have the din of Milo Mizoinus. Both of them we hold if he's Barach, you're going to have to be Milo Mizoinus. The Shal is just Chola. So why should it make a difference if it's Arusa or Nesua? Arusa or Yevama? Either way, there's a din of Milo Mizoinus.
Hey, Rashi is very nice. How hard it's
going to
be to make her
until... Says Rav David Kohen, the Michtam Le David. He says, Yadua Le Farish. This is the Olam's Taino. Is that Rashi holds? What's the deal of Higiyaz Man Veloy Nisu? Why is it on Cheles Mishaloy? Is it because of the Higiyaz Man or because of the Loy Nisu? Higiyaz Man. Rashi said, why does he give Mizoinus? Because we treat her like she's a Kanusa. Because when it's Higiyaz Man, it's like a Kanusa. However, Rashi seems to say, Mefurish in Yevamis, why is it that a Yevama eats if the Yevam doesn't do Yibum? Kansinan Lei. That he feeds her. Rashi seems to say it's a knas. Which one is it? Is it a knas? Or is it that we're saying that it's a giasman? It's like she's a knusa. What's the answer? Rashi holds, there's a difference. If it's in our case of where she's an arusa, arusa's already has a status basically as being a what? A wife. If you're mazana with an arusa, what's the din? Misa. So midrabanan would say it's kiknusa. She's your wife. Feed her. Aber by a yevama, where it's not ogud gabe kule hai, Russian of Tosfos. It's not so, the connection is not so strong. It's not, you can't treat her like she's kiknusa. They're not even married. So why does he have to give her mazonis? Oh, but there's a different reason why you give mazonis. Why? Because of knas. So if it's because of knas, what's going to be the deal when he's chala by yevama? Hunter by arusa? Chayiv, we understand why there's a difference. Because they're not the same din. In a chanami, both of them have to give mizoinus. But Rashi holds for different reasons. The reason why by arus you have to give mizoinus is because it's kiknusa. The reason by yevama you have to give mizoinus is because kansinan lei. Now Tosfos holds, even by arus, Arusa, it's because of Knas. Tosfos can't say this. So Tosfos is a problem. What's the difference? Arusa and Yavama, they're both on the same thing. It's Loi Nisu. Get the job done. You're not doing it. We're going to come to you. Tosfos has to somehow find a way to make them equal. But Rashi, Lishitasai, doesn't have to do that. Okay, my friends, there's a shambly neder. Tomorrow, we're starting the next sugya. This is a massive sugya. It's starting tomorrow. The sugya of Oynes Begitten. Huge, huge sugya. Major lumdis from the Achroinim, Beis Hashem, with Siyata Dishmaya. Hopefully tomorrow.